Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Yield Curve, What Is It Really Predicting? It's a short topical finance study by Edward Yardeni and Melissa Tagg that examines one of the most closely watched signals in macroeconomics and markets, rather than treating the yield curve as a simple recession alarm. The book argues that its real value is in showing how Treasury yields reflect expectations about Federal Reserve policy, inflation, and credit conditions. Written for investors, market watchers, and readers interested in economic indicators, it is designed to clarify what the curve does and does not tell us. The book also includes a primer drawn from Yardeni's earlier work, giving readers a compact introduction to the term structure of interest rates and the logic behind curve inversion. Its purpose is practical to help readers interpret bond market signals more carefully and avoid over-reliance on a single headline indicator when assessing the outlook for the economy and stocks. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the yield curve as a measure of expected Fed policy, not a direct recession forecast. A central claim of the book is that the yield curve should be understood primarily as a reflection of expected monetary policy. In this view, Treasury yields at different maturities embed market assumptions about how the Federal Reserve will respond to inflation, growth, and financial conditions. The curve is therefore less a mysterious predictor of recessions than a market-based summary of anticipated policy moves. This framing matters because it shifts attention away from a simplistic cause and effect story. If the curve is telling investors how the Fed is likely to act, then its informational value lies in monetary policy expectations rather than in an independent forecast of economic collapse. The authors use this reinterpretation to challenge popular media narratives that treat inversion as a standalone recession signal. Their argument encourages readers to ask what forces are driving the curve in the first place, especially inflation pressures and the central bank's reaction function. That makes the book more analytical than alarmist, and it positions the yield curve as one indicator among several, not as a deterministic warning system. Secondly, why an inverted curve often reflects tightening conditions and credit stress. The book explains inversion as a symptom of an aggressive tightening cycle rather than proof that recessions are mechanically caused by the curve itself. When short-term rates rise above long-term rates, the market is often signaling that the Federal Reserve has pushed policy hard enough to restrain borrowing, slow demand, and possibly strain credit markets. Yardeni and Tagg emphasize that the more relevant chain of events is from Fed tightening to tighter credit availability, and then to weaker activity. In that sense, inversion can coincide with the conditions that often precede a downturn, but the curve is not the underlying cause. This distinction is important because it changes how investors should interpret the signal. Instead of asking whether inversion guarantees recession, the book pushes readers to examine lending standards, bank behavior, and the availability of credit to businesses and consumers. That focus on credit channels is one of the book's most practical insights. It reframes inversion as a warning about financial transmission mechanisms, especially when restrictive policy begins to affect lending, funding costs, and liquidity across the economy. Thirdly, the term structure of interest rates as the foundation of the yield curve. A substantial part of the book functions as a primer on how the yield curve is built and why its slope matters. The authors explain that bond yields are shaped by expectations for future short-term interest rates over different maturities, which is why the curve shape changes as policy and inflation expectations change. This is the technical foundation for the book's broader argument. If investors understand the term structure, they can better interpret why the curve steepens, flattens, or inverts. The book also helps readers see that the yield curve is not a single statistic, but a relationship across maturities in Treasury markets. Short-term yields tend to react more directly to current and expected federal funds policy, while longer-term yields reflect a broader set of expectations, including inflation and future policy conditions. By clarifying these mechanics, the book gives readers a conceptual tool rather than just a market headline. That is valuable because many discussions of inversion ignore the underlying structure of bond pricing and the role of expectations. The primer makes the book accessible to non-specialists without reducing the topic to oversimplified recession commentary. Fourthly, why credit availability matters more than the inversion headline. One of the book's most useful practical messages is that investors should watch credit conditions, not just the curve itself, when assessing recession risk. Yardeni and Tagg argue that an inverted curve has historically been associated with credit crunches triggered by Fed tightening. So the more important question is whether lending is still flowing normally. That means monitoring bank behavior, loan growth, and signs of stress in credit markets. This is a more nuanced framework than the common habit of treating inversion as an automatic sell signal for stocks. It also better connects macro analysis with real economic transmission mechanisms. If credit remains available, the economy may continue expanding even in the presence of an inverted curve. If credit begins to contract, however, the combination of high rates and tighter lending can amplify weakness. The book therefore teaches readers to connect bond market signals with balance sheet realities in the banking system. This emphasis on credit availability makes the study especially relevant for portfolio analysis, because it directs attention to the channels through which monetary policy can affect business cycles and asset prices. Lastly, a concise corrective to oversimplified recession lore, the book stands out because it is deliberately concise and corrective rather than encyclopedic. It is not trying to build a comprehensive theory of every recession or provide a broad history of macroeconomic cycles. Instead, it targets one widely misunderstood indicator and offers a focused interpretation that challenges popular assumptions. That narrow scope is a strength because it allows the authors to be precise about what the yield curve can reasonably tell investors. The ending summary, mentioned in reviews and source material, reinforces the book's utility as a quick reference for market participants who need a disciplined framework rather than a long academic treatment. Its distinctive contribution is the insistence that the curve is best read as a scoreboard of Fed policy and credit conditions. In a genre crowded with alarmist macro commentary, that makes the book especially useful for readers who want a compact, evidence-oriented guide. It is best seen as a practical briefing for investors who already follow rates and business cycles, but want a cleaner way to interpret one of finance's most quoted signals. In conclusion, this book is best suited to investors, market analysts, students of macroeconomics, and readers who want to understand interest rate signals without falling into common recession cliches. It offers practical value by showing how to interpret the yield curve in relation to Federal Reserve policy, inflation expectations, and credit availability, rather than treating inversion as an automatic recession verdict. That makes it especially useful for anyone who follows bonds, bank lending, or business cycle indicators as part of portfolio or economic analysis. The book stands out in its category because it is short, focused, and explicitly corrective. Many books and articles on the yield curve stop at the headline signal, but Yardani and Tagg try to explain the mechanism behind the signal and what investors should watch instead. The result is not a dramatic forecasting narrative, but a disciplined framework for reading market information more carefully. Readers looking for a concise, non-technical guide to one of the most famous indicators in finance will find this study more precise and more realistic than the usual recession alarm commentary. If you would like to support Edward Yardani, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.